I'm just Joe, no title. A brother in Christ, like you are a brother or sister in Christ. Amen? Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, before we get into the Word, I'd like to give you an example of the love Jesus has for you and me. It's like if you committed a crime, and it was sentencing day, and you went to before the judge, and you said, Your Honor, my friend here says that he will take the penalty for me. That's what Jesus did for you and me, brothers and sisters. Amazing love, amazing grace. Amen? Amen. So praise Yeshua, praise Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. So if you brought your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, and we'll read verse 8. And above all these things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. And this is talking about Jesus' love, covered all the sins of all those who receive him and are chosen. And the chosen are the ones who choose to follow Jesus by obedience and receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So next, turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 14, and we'll read verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish, and those who see him mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. You see, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is your down payment. And it's your down payment because you need to continue building that home that you decided to build on that rock, which is Jesus. Amen? Amen. So turn with me to the next passage, which is found in Philippians chapter 3, and we'll read verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself have apprehended, but one thing I do, forget those things which are behind, and reach forward for those things that are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, brothers and sisters, we need to do what Paul does here. And that is put your sins behind you and press forward for that upward call in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. One last passage. Let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 3. We will read verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. So after receiving the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, we need to go on to perfection. And that doesn't mean we're going to not make any mistakes. We will. But God does not want you to backslide. And backsliding is going back, sinning the way you did before you were saved. Amen? Amen. So, brothers and sisters, let us all continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.